Saturday Night Theatre. Footnote to The Conspiracy, a new play for radio by Bruce Stewart, with Ronald Lewis as Pastor Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Patrick Troughton as Captain Vapor, Peter Salis as Judge Taurus, and Cyril Luckham as Bishop Bell. Germany, 1945.
Rottenberg, control.
Identification.
Hans Gerhard Weber. Captain Weber, Reich Security Head Office, Berlin. Yeah. We'll find everything in order. Yeah. Is Dr. Taurus here yet?
Who?
Dr. Taurus. He should have arrived this morning from Würzburg. Judge Taurus, man.
Begging your pardon, sir. I'm not sure I really...
How long have you been on duty? Don't you appreciate how urgent everything has become?
Sir.
God in heaven, there's nothing adequately organized in Germany anymore. I simply... Who's that?
Hey! You! Wait!
Oh! You must be Captain Weber. You passed me down the road a few minutes ago. Utterly failed to see me, of course. I waved like the Bohemian forest in a gale.
Judge Taurus on a bicycle.
Well, I got a train as far as Neustadt. Good train, there's nothing else running.
Is this any way for a senior official of the Reich to travel?
And then it was a question of getting here to Flossenburg as best I might. No petrol in this part of the country, you know. How do you come by petrol, Weber?
My presence here was essential. I was made an allotment in Berlin.
Oh, well... As I am here today to judge the involvement of 6 highly placed German military men and a minister of religion in a plot to overthrow the lawful regime and murder at the head of state, my presence here might be described as a sine qua non. But I'm happy.
Sir, aircraft.
Hmm?
American dock.
Get the lights off. Get that on the ground, lads.
Bomblet, apparently.
Yet how low it came. Heedless of precision German anti-aircraft fire, it would seem. Did you know, Weber, they're saying the Americans are in bomb now?
Propaganda.
Oh, hardly.
Ever since General von Rundstedt and his panzers failed to halt the American Ninth Army in the Ardennes, I do not listen to the English news. It's nothing to do with me. Others concede to the defense of Germany. I am concerned with her honor. And now, Judge Taurus, it's time we got to work.
Well, those who live by the internal combustion engine shall perish by the internal combustion engine.
It's this wood fuel, Prisoner Bonhoeffer. No petrol. The ash clogs up the air filters, so you just have to keep stopping to clean them out.
Right, okay. Let's go.
Get in here, old boys.
Take your prisoner for a slash, Bloch. Nice long
one. Right, open the back, will you?
Right.
Come on. Get down, you. You can stretch your legs.
Still, whatever keeps me from Flossenburg, no doubt. Flossenburg. By some oversight, I've never been there yet, Colby. What's it like? A bona fide hellhole, or just an everyday run-of-the-mill concentration camp?
Well, they want you at Flossenburg for, anyway.
Hmm?
As soon as they found you were someplace else. Crash action stations. Truck requisition at the double, and me after you like it was Fat Irwin himself they'd lost. Now here we sit like birds in a bloody wilderness. What have you got to do with whatever's going on? Some kind of priest, aren't you?
Pastor, to be precise.
Aye. Holding service back there at Regensburg where we picked you up, weren't you?
Well, it is Sunday.
Yeah.
The octave of Easter. The text is, by his stripes we are healed.
Oh.
Closer, would you say?
The Americans won't come to rescue you. Don't go thinking things like that. Germany's not in any real trouble. Panzers will see us through.
Oh, panzers. Oh, yeah. Of course.
Pastors, I don't know. It's funny. Having a pastor as a prisoner, really. A political, especially. What's going on?
Against nature and God.
Eh?
Since the Führer came to power 12 years ago, there were only 5 of us who got into political trouble, I think. That's out of the whole of Germany. They'll throw in a couple of Catholic priests and others to balance it out. But the overall number probably doesn't reach double figures.
What's that supposed to mean, then?
Well, sorry, Corporal. I'm not really very good company just at the moment, am I? You'd never guess it, but I've been called a witty conversationalist in my time. What did you say your name was? Bloch, wasn't it?
What?
Write it down.
Hey, now, look.
Please, I'm serious. I study graphology for a hobby. You know, handwriting.
Oh, you mean you could tell me future for me?
I'll tell you something. I promise.
Yeah. Here, wait a minute. Oh, put a pencil here somewhere. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. This Bloch. There you are.
Heinrich Bismarck Bloch.
Yeah, Bismarck. That was my grandfather's idea, silly old coot.
Hmm. Strong hand. Capable.
Yeah.
Yes, tough sort of catch, I'd say. Likeable, though, fond of friends. Submissive to authority. Not inclined to ask too many questions. In a word, a good German.
Signs for everything. Here, put that in. If you want to be any good in the army, you sign for everything.
Signs for everything.
Yeah.
On the other hand, culturally detached. Raised in what might be described as the Christian ruins. Stumbling about a good deal of the time.
No.
Like plenty of others. The majority, I'd say. Mother, unfamiliar with politics. Father, haunted by the ghosts of democracy.
Yeah, what's she on this tack for? That's not in my handwriting, and it can't be.
But himself, A liberal at heart. A Nazi when the band plays. An agnostic.
Now, look. Let's get this straight. You trying to convert me or something?
Oh, if only it was so simple, Corporal. Germany may yet be converted and live, you say? Oh, it hasn't been like that for a long time. I'm beginning to see at last. It never was.
Yeah, pastors. My old man always reckoned religion was a racket. Just after your money, he used to say. Well, all I got is me pay. So I'm an atheist.
An atheist?
Yeah.
Of course. Yes, that's right. I think I am too. Or I'm working on it. Yes, working very hard. One way and another.
Yes, thank you, gentlemen. We'd better begin. I declare this court-martial in session. I am Judge Taras. The prosecutor is Captain Gerhard Weber of Reich Security Head Office. And the court stenographer, who will also, in our somewhat constrained circumstances, make herself responsible for documentary evidence, is Sergeant Magda Falk. Now, due to an administrative error, one of the accused to be examined by this court has been sent to another detention center. However, he is now being fetched with all expedition, and our orders are to proceed urgently. Therefore, we will commence. Captain Weber.
Thank you. The missing accused is Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Lutheran pastor affiliated to the so-called Confessing Church, and sometime Abwehr agent. His absence at this moment is, in fact, a mere formality, as it is my intention to examine the accused individually and not in any fixed order. Against all 6 accused, there is an overall charge of high treason and conspiracy to murder. There are also individual charges, which will be detailed when the accused in question is called. I now name those here present who are summoned to answer charges.
The accused will rise.
Wilhelm Canaris, Admiral, former head of the Abwehr. Hans Oerster, General, head of the Central Department, the Abwehr. Captain Ludwig Gera, Assistant to General Oerster.
Tired, Corporal.
I should have been off duty 6 o'clock, I should have. And what happens? It's a rotten meal break and back to guarding you.
The fate of the good German. It's all in your handwriting, though, that short end of the stick stuff. Oh, yes. You were practically conceived to be the centurion on the gates as Vesuvius erupted above.
Now, why don't you put a sock in it?
It has been a long wait, hasn't it?
Yeah.
An awkward space to live through 5 hours. Siegfried and the knights gathered to Gunther's banqueting hall. Is that the way of it? Well, what for? Is it another massive Teutonic meal or naked swords over the bones and dregs?
I'm not permitted to discuss the workings of the establishment with the inmates.
Well, if you can't give me information, you could at least give me a cigarette.
Hey?
I'll sign for it, Brock.
You're a funny sort of pastor, aren't you? Saying you're an atheist, whatever the hell that means. Now, smoking.
Yes, I seem to have a lot to desire, don't I? I'm all right about booze and women, though. Only drunk on major festivals, as a rule, and properly, legally engaged.
Oh, shut up.
It's true. Well, about the engagement, anyway. Maria. Yes. Rather younger than me. I became engaged to Maria in January 1943, then just a month later got myself arrested. Hardly rushing into wedlock, was it?
You've been in the cooler 2 years then, have you?
Tegel Prison, Prince Albrechtstrasse, Buchenwald, now this.
Is it right you was part of that plot to blow up the Führer, like they reckon in the mess?
I'm sorry?
July 20th, they say. The bunker bomb.
Not permitted to discuss the inner workings of the prisoner with the establishment, Corporal Bloch. No chance of that cigarette.
Look, are you serious? Don't talk daft.
Does it, bother you?
What?
What do you think of me?
Pastors can get stuffed as far as I'm concerned. But a thing like the July 20th bomb plot, well, it'd be pretty bad being mixed up in a thing like that. Yeah, I mean, not right.
The grand simplicities, then. Puff on those. Right and wrong, true and false. Beginnings and ends. Or perhaps we should put the last two the other way around. Still, as far as we know, the end is where we start from.
Come again.
Or is that rank heresy down among us atheists? Bloch, if I can square my conscience about smoking, surely you can square yours about handing the pack around.
Me give you a fag?
I'd keep it a deathly secret.
Oh, you don't know what you're asking. I'll be on latrine duty for a year.
You are Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Doctor of Theology, pastor of the Confessing Church, and until your arrest in March 1943, you were attached to the Military Intelligence Department, then known as the Abwehr. Is all that correct?
All that is correct.
So entered in the record, Judge Towers.
Thank you, Sergeant. Captain Weber, if you please.
Well, Pastor Bonhoeffer, I'm delighted to make your acquaintance. As you know, I've only just become responsible for your case. But from my study of the transcripts of previous interrogations and so on, I almost feel as I know you.
I hope it's been a pleasant experience, Captain.
I trust it will continue to be, Pastor. Permit me to apologize for keeping you waiting so long.
Please. It isn't necessary.
For snatching you from the embrace of liberty, then.
I'm sorry,
Sent to Regensburg by an error. Heady stories of the Americans advancing into Germany. I can't be certain of your reactions, of course, but didn't you rather imagine fate had dealt you a trump card? And you wouldn't, after all, be called upon to answer for your crimes?
My crimes? You'll forgive me, Captain, but there seems to have been a slight oversight. I don't think I've actually been told what crimes I'm accused of, nor what facilities I'm to be offered for defending myself.
Yeah, I do beg your pardon, Pastor Bonhoeffer. We are under a certain pressure here. Sergeant Fult.
Pastor Bonhoeffer was first arrested on April the 29th, 1943, charged with subversion of the armed forces. He was never brought to trial, however, so the charge still stands. In December 1943, a formal defence was submitted by his advocate, Dr.
Do we have a copy of that defence?
We do, sir. Evasion of military service and the obtaining of visas for journeys to non-German territories. Those journeys not being in the national or military interest.
Splendid. So, Pastor Bonhoeffer, all in order, as I hope you'll agree. The accusations properly recorded, your defence duly filed.
Meaning I am not to be offered facilities for defending myself.
Your defence is duly filed.
And can be duly ignored. You're requiring me to answer to all this nonsense yet again, then.
Nonsense, Pastor Bonhoeffer?
You're new to this business, Captain Weber. Well, you know it's absurd to accuse me of evading military service. I've been over the ground 1,000 times. I was formally exempted, and then to show my commitment to the war effort, I volunteered for intelligence work in the Abwehr. The only trips I ever made out of Germany were in the furtherance of my Abwehr work. I had contacts in the international church sphere that were of great value to Germany.
There is an additional charge against you. Of high treason.
Do you care to deny it, Pastor Bonhoeffer?
May I ask on what grounds this charge is brought against me?
It is now completely clear to us that the group you belong to, the group you joined the Abwehr to become a member of, was in fact the center of a conspiracy seeking to overthrow the regime and murder the Fuhrer in cold blood.
Let the record show I do
not. An ambition which was frustrated on July the 20th, 1944, by the will of heaven. Wouldn't you agree with that, Pastor, you, a man of God, that God intervened to save Germany's ruler from the wickedness of German traitors? Will you plead guilty to the charge of high treason and save the time and the trouble of this court?
I took up intelligence work in the Abwehr only to assist my country. When I enlisted in the Abwehr, however, I became a man under orders. Consequently, actions of mine...
Please, not that tired old rigmarole again. Not the strategy upon arraignment.
I beg your pardon.
Come, Pastor. You've been kept waiting so long because there have been others to examine. Your fellow conspirators...
I ask the court to declare that expression, fellow conspirators, out of order. It assumes...
And you're telling us precisely what they did, that in the Abwehr, nobody at any time ever did anything but what they were told. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Well, where does that lead us in the end? To the indictment of Admiral Canaris, no doubt, but isn't that a little unfair? Aren't all of you guilty?
I don't understand the question.
Do you plead guilty to the charge of high treason?
I do not.
Do you plead guilty to the other charge against you, or any detail of it?
I do not.
Now, let me be quite clear about this. There must be a precise understanding. You say you are and always have been a loyal German, true to your fatherland and Führer. And into the bargain, you now maintain you are being falsely accused.
I am not guilty of high treason. I've only tried to serve Germany.
And did you think you were free at Regensburg?
Regensburg? For goodness sake, what has Regensburg to do with it?
Answer me, did you think you were free?
It's a stupid question. How do you suppose?
Yes?
Well, who wouldn't think he was free? Who wouldn't hope for it? 2 years of close confinement, surveillance, interrogation. Naturally, I was ready to believe, well, that the worst was over for me.
Well, thank you, Pastor Bonhoeffer. Do you know, again from my study of the transcripts, my assessment of the available evidence, I'd say that that was the first time you've ever told your interrogator the absolute truth.
Are you calling me a liar?
You don't have to be a liar in order not to tell the absolute truth. As a moralist, wouldn't you agree?
I'm not a moralist, thank God. I once set out to write a treatise on ethics, but somehow or other I couldn't get on with it.
You're not a moralist, you're not a traitor, you're not guilty. My dear Bonhoeffer, what are you? You are a pastor.
I've taken orders.
Very well. Let's start from there. As I understand it, you've taken orders in the German Evangelical Church, but you profess allegiance to the Confessing Church, a small breakaway group in open rebellion against the main body.
The Confessing Church is not in open rebellion against the German Evangelical Church. No, that's a perverse way to put it. At a certain point, the Confessing Church was forced to seek a separate existence. That's all.
Why?
Why? Is that important here?
Captain Weber, perhaps I should remind you yet again that time is of the essence. Matter's not strictly relevant to our inquiry.
But this matter is relevant, Judge Tyrus. Pastor Bonhoeffer, why was the Confessing Church forced to break away from its parent body?
There were various reasons.
Could you mention one in particular?
Well, I'm hardly qualified to.
Was there not dissension between your group and the German Evangelical Church authorities over the Reich Church Constitution of 1933?
There was, yes.
And was not the main bone of contention what is known as the Aryan Clause? Oh, please, Pastor Bonhoeffer. We're not afraid of the absolute truth, I hope. Sergeant Vol, perhaps you can help us here.
Sergeant?
Yes, sir. Here is the document. upholding the highest ideals of racial purity and German national identity, the Reich Church Constitution of 1933 proposed the exclusion from the active ministry of Jews who'd become Christians. The Synod of the German Evangelical Church endorsed this clause by an overwhelming majority. The so-called confessing group of pastors stood out against it. Pastor Bonhoeffer, a leading representative of the group, then went to an international conference in Sofia, where he persuaded the English Bishop Bell to pass a resolution criticizing the decision of the German Evangelical Church.
The English Bishop Bell? Quite. And was any of this the action of a true pastor of the church, would you say, Bonhoeffer?
There were plenty in Germany who condemned the Arian clause in their hearts.
On the contrary, the majority, the overwhelming majority, Lutherans, Catholics, what have you, accepted it without demur. Didn't that ever make you wonder about your own position?
I don't understand what you're talking about. What has all this to do with the charges against me? Are you trying to make out that because I objected to the clause, I must therefore be a disloyal German?
Or a disloyal Christian? Which is worse? Do you regard yourself as a good Christian, Pastor Bonhoeffer?
Why? Why should you ask me a thing like that?
Ethically as well as creedily.
I subscribe to basic Christian norms of behavior, I hope.
Yet a Christian is honest, not afraid of the absolute truth, though he be called upon to shed his blood for it. It is my belief that up till now you have done nothing but evade the absolute truth. It is my belief that in the deepest part of yourself you are a coward, a fraud, and a hypocrite. Perhaps that is what I am here to reveal to you, Pastor Bonhoeffer. The other accused may evade and prevaricate, cheat, but not you. No, not you. You will not betray your divine master. You dare not dishonor the absolute truth.
This is a little curious. You seem to want to engage me in some kind of theological dialogue. But the terms are ill-defined. For one thing, it depends what you mean by Christian. Even depends what you mean by truth.
Yet how strange you should propose that question, a man like you.
I'm sorry.
Well, isn't it Pilate's question? What is truth? Now, Pastor, answer directly. Why did you join the Abwehr? Why?
I've already told you I wanted to do something for my country.
Is that the truth?
Of course it's the truth. I'm a patriotic German. I've always loved Germany. When war broke out in September 1939, I was in New York. I didn't have to return to the Fatherland, but I chose to.
Because you so passionately desired to serve your country.
I am a patriotic German.
Yet you evaded military service.
No.
Is this a case of the Emperor's new clothes, by any chance? You're wearing uniform, but we can't see it.
I was legally exempted from military service.
Who, in fact, arranged your exemption? Wasn't it General Oster of the Abwehr?
Yes.
For whom you then went to work?
The General put it to me that my religious contacts abroad could be of great assistance to Germany. I therefore became religious representative in the Abwehr, and as such went to Norway in 1942, where I helped prevent what would have amounted to a Christian rebellion against the occupying forces. Later, the same year, I went to Stockholm, where I encountered Bishop Bell and brought back information of great value to our Foreign Office.
I see, Pastor Bonhoeffer. All nice and neat, the pieces fitting together with admirable exactness. It's just a little too perfect, perhaps. I put it to you that the real reason you returned to Germany from New York in 1939 was to join forces with certain dissident elements who sought to overthrow the legal regime.
That is untrue.
You tell me so. As a Christian?
As a Christian.
Yet you have little sympathy with the present government of Germany, have you?
Has the present government of Germany any sympathy with me?
Really, it's not your position.
No. It's a good question. As far as I'm aware, I've always tried to behave as a patriot. Yet as long ago as 1936, the government of Germany withdrew my license to teach at Berlin University. In 1940, I was forbidden to preach or publish. Now, I've been 2 years in prison on a charge that can't be established and finish up facing a court-martial.
Because you've always been a dissident.
Don't you agree that you have repeatedly spoken against the Nazi party, ignoring all it has done for Germany?
I'm not a Nazi. There's no secret about that.
Don't you hate the Führer, who's made Germany great again?
The Führer? What have I said or written to prove I hate the Führer?
After you returned from New York, were you not approached by a certain man, a relative by marriage, who proposed a particular course of action to you?
What man?
Hans von Dohnányi, the husband of your sister Christine.
Hans von Dohnányi.
And did not this course of action commit you to working against the Führer, whilst giving every outward appearance of working for him?
I saw Hans von Dohnányi after my return from New York, it's true. Often. When he was in Berlin, he stayed at my parents' house.
Now, it's important we get to the truth about this. Did General Oester suggest joining the Abwehr to you on his own account? Or was it because Hans von Dohnányi persuaded
him? No, my dear Weber, having established that the accused was indeed a member of the Abwehr and connected with von Dohnányi, who was on the staff of Admiral Canara, surely it is only necessary...
If you please, Judge Taurus, I know what I'm doing.
Hans. Dear Hans.
You will permit me to give you direction when I see...
But the accused is employing a particular tactic in his replies. A special form of evasion which must be exposed for what it is. Isn't that correct? Pastor Bonhoeffer, nothing less than complete frankness will do here. Nothing less.
Ah, Dietrich, there you are.
Ah, Hans.
For goodness sake, what is this all about? A conspiracy. A conspiracy to overthrow the Führer and end the Nazi control of Germany, you say?
I don't need to tell you these are desperate times, Dietrich. What they call for desperate measures.
Who else is involved?
High-ranking officers, men of the law, academics. There's the widest possible cross-section, and we're becoming daily more organized. Things reached a climax after the invasion of Poland. The atrocities the SS were guilty of horrified most decent Germans. It at last became clear that Hitler and his thugs would have to be dealt with.
How?
We must bring him down. But we're not powerful, of course. We haven't independent arms. We're simply determined. We will save Germany from this power-hungry, war-crazy savage.
Coup d'état, Hans. A putsch?
Exactly.
Why have you taken me into your confidence?
For two reasons. First, I know that basically you feel as we do. I believe you could help.
How?
The putsch, when it happens, mustn't happen in a vacuum. That could lead to civil war. Therefore, we must...
Pretzels, mister?
No, not now.
Good to feed the ducks with, mister. Ducks don't get much with a war,
I told you, not now.
Feed the ducks. Excellent idea. Why should ducks starve? Because men choose to blow their world apart. Here. Yeah.
Thanks, mister.
No. Keep it.
Thank you. Pretzels.
Oh, God.
First bite, pretzels.
Sorry, Dietrich. You see, it is essential foreign powers understand that there is a group in Germany anxious to overthrow the Führer, ready to negotiate peace terms when he falls.
But the English, I think.
They have a means of getting in touch with the English through the Vatican. But at the moment, need someone here in Germany who can make unobtrusive contact with a group of monks in the Monastery of Etal.
Well, if you mean me, the Monastery of Etal is right down in the south. How would I make unobtrusive journeys back and forth there any water?
I could arrange for you to be stationed in Munich.
Stationed?
Once you've been accepted into the Abwehr.
The Abwehr?
Yes, I'm suggesting you become a German intelligence agent in order to serve the real interests of Germany. It's a logic of a sort. Others have accepted it, I assure you. Besides, if you don't find some sort of war service soon, you know, you will be drafted into the military.
The Abwehr? And you mean I should join the Abwehr and as a servant of the Reich? What was the second reason you told me all this?
The second?
You said there were two.
Ah, yes. I need your advice.
In what way?
I call myself a Christian just as you do, Dietrich. There are other Christians in our movement. But there's a terrible dilemma at the heart of what we propose. The overthrow of the head of state by an act of assassination.
Assassination? You mean... Hans, I didn't realize it was part of your plan to assassinate the Führer.
There's no other way.
God's sake.
There isn't. We've talked it all out till the words are meaningless, believe me.
The push doesn't have to mean the killing of the head of state. No, it's ridiculous. It's melodrama.
You know Germans, Dietrich. For them, it's the figurehead, always the figurehead. Even in the last war, it used to be said by the enemy, take away the German officer and you've taken away the German resistance. Well, it's like that now. Nuremberg still holds the country in thrall, and until the idol of Nuremberg is smashed, a country cannot be free. We're compelled to... You're a theologian, Dietrich. Isn't there something you can say to me, some help you can offer?
Oh, Hans, for pity's sake, you're not looking to me for justification.
Doesn't Aquinas say something somewhere about the possibility of tyrannicide? The slaying of an absolute ruler whose power has begun to destroy his people rather than work to their good?
Don't trust glib answers, Hans. Forget formula theology. It's black and glass to hold up against the light. But to ask me about a thing like this, me of all people, I'm outside what's going on. A conviction, calling, everything.
Yet you came back to Germany, Dietrich. Knowing the fatherland was at war, you still came back.
Yes.
Why?
I can't be sure about that. Something about sharing Germany's destiny, whatever it might be. Sounds a bit pompous now. Perhaps I should have stayed in New York.
Germany's destiny is an evil one. We are set on a course for the edge of the world. That means eventually the slide over the drop, the plunge into infinity.
Murder, Hans. Murder! An act against God, against every understanding of... Why is the band playing the anthem?
Hmm?
The people are cheering.
What's happened?
You there, boy, what is it?
It's just been announced on the wireless, mister. We've occupied France.
What?
All the way across to the sea, we marched in and the frogs didn't hardly fire a shot. We've beaten France! Hooray for Germany! Hooray!
Hear that, Dietrich. That's the jungle now, the wild beast rampaging. Why should decent men spare his life? Why? How can God require it of us?
Your strategy in this courtroom is obvious now, isn't it? Calculated evasion. Very well. You didn't precisely return to Germany in order to be part of a conspiracy, but directly upon your return...
Hans. What have you done with Hans?
I beg your pardon?
Hans von Dohnányi. Where is he now? Here, in Flossenbürg?
What business of yours is it where Hans von Dohnányi is now?
He was ill... Very ill indeed. Diphtheria, then I heard. Paralysis.
Too ill to be moved, certainly. So his case was dealt with where he was, in Sachsenhausen. He's already been tried on a charge of high treason and found guilty.
I see. Then you mean to be rid of us, don't you? Of course, that's the sole object of the exercise. To deal with the so-called conspirators against the Führer before the Americans arrive. Unless they arrive before, you can quite do it, that is.
So this lot going by, then? Where's it bound?
Down to find our court. Looks good, though, don't it?
It's hard to see in the dark. No lights.
Yeah.
Hold on. Anti-tank guns.
Mm. Going west. It's a big column.
We shouldn't need stuff like that now, though, should we? Panzers must have stopped the Americans by now. Hey, soldier! Soldier!
What's that?
Where are you headed?
Can't tell you, can I?
Come on, I won't tell Churchill.
Frankfurt. Bloody Americans are in Frankfurt.
You're joking.
For the record.
Well, what happened to the Panzers? What? Americans in Frankfurt. Don't like the sound of that, son. No fear.
This lot will stop in court.
Well, same as the Panzers did. Oh, something's up. I don't like it, mate. It's not right, this isn't. Not right.
I tell you, I went to Sweden... because I've been ordered to make contact with Bishop Bell.
Ordered? Ordered by whom?
Admiral Canaris. He will confirm that.
How did you know Bell was in Sweden?
How? Oh, news reached us that he'd gone to Stockholm to have certain discussions with the Scandinavian churches. Later, he told me he's also there to find out as much as he could for his government about relations between Sweden and the Soviet Union.
And you made contact with this enemy churchman without any difficulty?
We were, old friends. But obviously, even in a neutral country, I couldn't rush up to him in the street and clap him on the shoulder. I found out privately where he was staying and called on him.
If it would help the court, sir.
Yes.
A good deal of what the prosecutor is eliciting would seem to be contained in this Foreign Office document I offered to introduce earlier.
Thank you, Sergeant Logue. I will be the one to say under what circumstances that document should be introduced.
On the other hand, Captain Weber, it does seem to me that we are treading water. Is that really so very much to be made out of this visit of the accused to Sweden to see Bishop Bell?
Yes.
Well, the Foreign Office would appear to have been satisfied with its results.
The Foreign Office is perhaps of its nature more open to deception than Reich Security Head Office. But I have no wish to appear obstructive. By all means, let us have the Foreign Office document. If, as chairman of the court-martial, you don't think that's wasting time.
Sergeant Falk, if you please.
Yes, Mr. Tarras. The document is a resume of Pastor Bonhoeffer's report on his return. In brief, it states that Bishop Bell told him the British government had become extremely worried about what power Russia might have in the West when the war was over. Pastor Bonhoeffer therefore tried to discover if the British government was making any contingency plans, closer ties with America and so on. Bishop Bell absolutely ruled out any possibilities of federation with the USA, but he also said that with the return of peace, the British government would favour forming a common front with the Western powers against Russia. This would include Germany. That is the substance of the document, sir.
Yes, I see. Well, Captain Weber, on this evidence, the trip to Sweden would seem to have helped establish the innocence of the accused rather than his guilt.
On the contrary, the meeting between the accused and the English Bishop Bell is, in my view, the very basis of the charge of high treason.
Well, in what way, please?
Conspiring with the enemy to bring about the overthrow of the Third Reich and the death of the Führer.
Oh, well, that's nonsense.
You deny it?
It's simply absurd. To suppose that a man like Bishop Bell could be involved in a ridiculous assassination plot.
Then you mean there was an assassination plot? And you were involved in it?
I have no comment.
Indeed. Why don't you say it outright? For a moment, then, I believe we almost had what we have a right to from you, the absolute truth.
Captain Weber, my ruling
a chance to repair for past omissions at last. God's truth instead of pirate's truth.
But you can't just stop using expressions like that.
Why?
Because they don't remotely fit the case. Besides, they're pretty meaningless in your mouth.
What makes you say that? I understand your commitment, Pastor. For all you know, I may sympathize with it.
What?
Well, can't you believe that? Truth, deepest truth, is of God. As a pastor, you are given over to God.
I adjourn this court so that Percival may take shelter.
We're under attack, man. Guard, 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 see to the accused.
Oh, come on. Come on. Hurry it up.
Well, surely we're sufficiently out of it down here, in the cell block.
Get in. Go on, with the prisoners. Now, he's all yours, Corp.
Now, what the hell is all
this? They heaved him at me and said, shove him in with the others. Well, they shot off to save their skin.
Look, I can't.
Block. Corporal Block. Still on duty. Now under attack. What do good Germans suffer simply for being good?
What am I supposed to do with you, Prisoner Bonner? They put me on a guard in this lot now. You were signed off for officially.
Does that mean I don't exist? If so, perhaps we can get some sleep.
No,
no!
Come on! We're going to be killed!
Shut up!
We're going to be killed for God's
sake!
Shut up!
Lucky cowards! Set up to make you puke, isn't it? Politicals. Traitors to Germany, every one of them. Scared out of their heads now. They think they're copied now their friends are here.
Ah, that is Americans up there, then, Block. Not panthers with wings.
Bloody Americans. Why were they in a place like this? Shows you the kind of people we're fighting, doesn't it? Why we had to go to war.
Oh, dear. You are a good German, aren't you?
Nobody will ever get me up in court on a charge of selling out my country. No fear. That's for the likes of you.
Block.
Yes, I got you figured out now, clever bastard. Reckon he knows better than anyone else. Well, you're just a bent priest as far as I'm concerned. You've got that a rotten old sod with one hand in the poor box and the other up half the skirts in the parish. I hope they throw the book at you. Shut up.
quiet down, a lot of you. Do we have to have that bloody singing?
Well, is he right then? A good man stabbing through to the truth, the absolute truth. It is of God.
God
confounds him. George Bell would have known what that meant. George Bell.
God's word unshaken ne'er shall stand, though men no thanks give for it.
Dietrich Bonhoeffer? By all that... Well, what on earth are you doing in Sweden? And how did you get out of Germany? What on earth is going on?
Believe it or not, George, I'm here to see you.
To see me?
Officially.
Officially?
Yes. On behalf of my government, which, being at war with yours, believes that as a fellow churchman, I may be able to worm something out of you for our intelligence.
I don't understand.
I'm a fully accredited German agent now, George.
You?
It's true. Serving my country with cloak and dagger in the Abwehr.
The Abwehr? You mean you're an Abwehr operative?
Yes. You may find that a little hard to understand. I could only reply that everything in Germany is a little hard to understand just now. My being an Abwehr agent makes life simpler.
I see. Oh, but it's so good to see you. It's so utterly unexpected. You're looking well, Dietrich. Yes, indeed. A little thinner, perhaps, but still in good health.
Ah, we're all thinner these days, George. We had fat to lose.
Oh, you speak for yourself.
No, I'm serious. It seems to me now that in the churches in the old days, you were like the man in the gospel who saw his barn filled with grain and table loaded with food and settled for that. But all the time, somewhere behind the laughter and the good fellowship, the voice was crying, "Thou fool, this night..."
This night do they require thy soul of thee. Is so much of it our fault then, Dietrich? Did we fail more than others?
I see they haven't made you Archbishop of Canterbury, Jordan. Carelessness. How are things in England?
Well, in spite of everything, remarkably good. Trouble has pulled us together as a people. Some of the differences you probably remember from your days among us don't seem to matter so much anymore.
Ah, I loved my days in England. Chichester. The town is still as beautiful. Your cathedral...
Still as beautiful. As for my cathedral... Oh, well, it may be idiosyncratic to worry about bricks and mortar when people are dying, but it sometimes seems to me that the destruction of Chichester...
Would be a sacrilege, quite. And we Germans have already been guilty of too many sacrileges. It is time there was an end to all that, George.
Oh, Dietrich, do forgive me. A drink, or some coffee?
No, thank you. We'll have to work out a story, George. I shall need something to take back to prove my journey was of value and I managed to pick your brains as a good Abwehr operative should. But as you no doubt realize, I'm here for somewhat different reasons. More pressing reasons.
Yes.
You know the group I'm connected with in Germany? The group that wants peace and the preservation of some shred of dignity for those who still wish to call themselves German?
I only know what we hear through the Vatican channel, but that's fragmentary. And lately, very obscure, too.
Yes, I've depended entirely on the monks at Etal to get information out, but now it seems the outlet has been discovered. That's why I needed a meeting like this. The minute I heard you were going to be in Sweden, I started to make arrangements. George, I want you to take this.
What is it?
It's a list of names. Names of persons who are ready at a moment's notice, if necessary, to move against the Führer and form a new government in Germany.
Canaris, Gerdler, Beck, Dietrich. Names like these.
It's the first comprehensive list. And we've grown strong, you see. The discontent spreads and spreads.
What am I to do with these names, precisely? Reveal them to the authorities in England?
Make our case for us, George. Make it powerfully. There's no one else we can trust. Before we in Germany can act, we must have guarantees from the British government.
What do you mean?
George, this kind of activity doesn't come naturally to me. Even when I go to Ital, it's the thought of a night or two in a monastic cell, away from the world and the damnable war, that appeals to me more than anything else. I'm reluctant, even frightened by it all. I rather hoped you might feel the same.
Go on, Dietrich.
My group needs to know it can count on the support of the British government before it dares rise. It must have some sort of proof, the announcement of British peace aims, say, in the English press, on the BBC.
Peace aim?
Yes. It would like to be assured that any new German government with full and unconditional negotiation rights in the peace. Mistakes like those of Versailles mustn't be made again.
But Dietrich, I hardly know what to say. An announcement of British peace aims? Country, the Empire is geared to war. You must know that. We are in alliance with the Russians, the Americans.
But if we can assure the overthrow of Hitler...
Show it. Things are as far advanced as that, then?
They are.
There's a plan? A definite plan?
There is.
Involving what? How will you overthrow Hitler, you and your group, Dietrich? How?
We simply must have the assurance we have powerful friends. Nothing can happen otherwise. We can't act in a vacuum.
These names. Dietrich, I'm no expert on German postings, but even I can see that most of them are the names of men deeply involved in the running of the German war machine. Some of them would even appear to be Nazis.
Only it's a cover. Yes, we've even gone as far as that in some cases. Exactly as with me and my Abwehr work.
Your entire group is made up of what could be called, well, double agents?
Yes.
Dear me. And my simple task is to convince Churchill and Eden of that.
What's the difficulty? It's always been known in England that there is a large body of patriotic Germans opposed to Hitler and the Nazis, surely?
It hasn't always been known. If anything, at the present time, precisely the opposite is known.
George... What are you saying?
Dietrich, the English press simply doesn't make the distinction between German and Nazi that you like to make. The English press rather insists that the terms German and Nazi are identical.
That's nonsense. Nazism was thrust on the German people. It's alien to everything.
The English press calls Nazism nothing more than the most recent expression of an enduring, uncontrolled, and ineradicable German militarism. Oh, I'm sorry, Dietrich. But you must see what you're asking.
George. George. Don't the British people want peace? Do they desire war?
What do the German people want, Dietrich? What you tell me? Or what Dr. Goebbels tells me?
Dr. Goebbels and his lies are not to be...
Well, what will Churchill and Eden prefer to believe, then? That's the real question. Do you imagine that mere murmurs, rumours of powerful and organised opposition will convince them?
Oh, Churchill and Eden will believe the worst they can of the German people, no doubt, because Churchill and Eden desire war.
Please.
Who can doubt it? That's why I've gone to such pains to contrive this meeting with you, putting myself, others too, in considerable danger. So that a man like you will convince them otherwise. Yes, of course, the truth... is that you, too, desire war, George.
Oh, Dietrich. No. We mustn't talk like this, Dietrich. We're involved in the business of war in spite of ourselves. There's even a sense in which it's all nothing to do with us, with any Christian. Our kingdom is not of this world.
You can find peace in that, George. Yet it seems more and more to me that our kingdom is laid waste, overrun by wicked men, ravaged.
I don't follow you.
We Christians are in the world. We're a part of the world. It's no good romanticizing about invisible kingdoms to come. So if we share in the world's good, Why not? It's evil, too.
Well, we have to suffer evil, of course. We all know that.
I don't mean that. No, no. Suffering isn't just enduring. It's participating. Christ on the cross genuinely bears guilt. There's no game with words. No muddling of the meanings there, George. For generations now we've laid it down that Christ's disciples should share in his innocence. Have we forgotten? Or even come to despise his guilt?
Dietrich, thoughts like this lead nowhere. They're imprecise and dangerous.
Well, precision is a luxury, George. Perhaps one of those things we have to do without in wartime. Will you do your best to convince Churchill and Eden that my group speaks for Germany, that we want and can assure peace?
Tell me at least how you think you can overthrow Hitler.
When the time is right, we shall go out against the wild beasts and eliminate him. There's no longer any choice, no. I tried to tell myself for a long time it was, but I can't anymore. Evil rules, evil calls the tune. To be virtuous has become to be sinful. To be peaceful is to indulge in violence.
Under God, Dietrich, under God, you can hold such views?
Oh, God. What is God to do with it? Christ on the cross knew that there are conditions men can come to when they're utterly alone. That cry, that howl from the soul. My God, why have you forsaken me? God has gone from us, George. The good God of old is ashamed to show his face. Therefore, we who believe in him must learn to manage our lives without God.
No.
God has ceased to be a relevance. God is dead.
Yes, but where? Where are the Americans? Look, this is Judge Taurus at Flossenburg. They raided us. Their bombers inflicted only limited damage, however. They may actually have been aiming for the... Hello? Hello? What? Oh, this
is line. It really any good bothering? Does it help us to know the Americans are halfway to Munich now, or driven back into France, as the case may be?
It would be of considerable help to me to know if some enemy officer is going to walk into my courtroom before I've completed urgent business on behalf of the government he happens to be at war with. I might even prefer not to be there when he arrives.
Why? All you're doing is dealing with traitors to Germany.
Hello? Hello? Is there anyone there? Traitors to Germany might, of course, be considered allies to the invader.
Oh, no, no. There's no chance of that. Our conspirators have been careless, or too clever by half. They've all worked for Germany, you see, in order to work against her, no doubt. But their adverse connection and so on can't help but make them enemies of the Americans. They've probably even done things against the Americans and British. That's very interesting. Von Hofer is adjustable, we well know, but... How did he square his conscience with that?
Bonhoeffer, you're spending too much time on Bonhoeffer. He's... Hello? Ah, at last. Yes. Judge Taurus at Flossenburg. Yes, we were cut off. Now, can you tell me precise... Hello, hello? Oh, God, he's gone again. Where are the Americans? They could be 10 miles away, 100. Bonhoeffer is a nobody. Bonhoeffer doesn't count. Canaris, Oester, those are the ones we need. Bonhoeffer goes down by his very connection with them. So from now on, we will
concentrate... You will not tell me how to conduct my case for the prosecution, Judge Taurus. You will not do that.
But confounded Weber, you've already established a splendid case against Bonhoeffer. He can't answer the charges preferred, can he?
Yet he won't admit that, will he?
Admit it? Good God above. When did the success of a legal process ever depend on the accused admitting his guilt?
Anyone can produce a contrary verdict. That's not difficult at all. But I have been sent here for a different reason, I believe. To bring this whole matter to a satisfactory conclusion. To vindicate ravished honor. The honor of Germany.
Weber, aren't you remotely, frightened?
Frightened? What do you mean?
Oh, very well, I'll fetch you a dictionary. But here we are, to carry out an urgent and important task. Not, as I see it, to put life and liberty at risk.
Odd, isn't it? That sort of consideration has never bothered me. Germany. Germany may soon be brought to her knees, my friend. Then it may be said that men who served the Führer did a dishonorable thing. Well, you and I cannot permit that. You and I must demonstrate that those who betrayed the Führer betrayed the rule of law, the dictate of destiny, God. Yes. Bonhoeffer, of all people, must be made to admit that.
So, Pastor Bonhoeffer, before the enemies of Germany interrupted us, we were discussing truth.
Dear me, are we still on that? I rather hope we've been jolted on a bit.
Truth, deepest truth, is of God. As a pastor, you are given over to God. Therefore, you may not deny the truth.
I have nothing more to say about the journey to Sweden and the meeting with Bishop Bell. My report remains as summarized by Sergeant Volk. You must be satisfied with it.
But, my dear pastor, is that the question?
I'm sorry.
Even if we were satisfied with the report, are you? Is God, do you say? On July the 20th, 1944, a cowardly and murderous attempt on the Führer's life was made at East Prussian General Headquarters. A bomb was exploded that was meant to kill him. In God's providence, it failed to do so. Will you admit any knowledge of or connection with this assassination attempt?
On July the 20th, 1944, I was in Tegel prison, Captain Weber, a political captive and had been for a year.
That wasn't the question. Again, before God, you are evading the issue.
I think you should stop referring to God with every other breath. It may, of course, represent some simple Oedipal fixation, but I find it distinctly bad taste.
Yet isn't God the center of your life? Don't you make all decisions, settle all behavior by reference to God?
I am not here to be examined on my attitude towards God.
Why not? Mightn't that be the most relevant thing about you?
Captain Weber, the accused's religious standpoint is plainly not of overwhelming interest to us. He is religious, and granted
that... religious after a peculiar fashion, Judge Tarras. For instance, did you know that he told the guard who brought him here to Flossenbürg he thought he was an atheist?
What?
He believes in the idea of what he calls religionless Christianity, too. He'd like to see the churches secularized.
How do you know these things? I never mentioned them outside my writings.
After the bomb attack on July the 20th, 1944, was not the whole of Germany shocked and disgusted?
The whole of Germany was shocked, I imagine, yes.
Disgusted?
How can I tell?
Was not the German religious community shocked?
I don't know what's meant by the German religious community, if you mean the evangelical church.
What was the reaction of the religious press?
Is there a religious press anymore? Since the Reich Church Constitution of 1933, all that seems to have happened is that one religious journal after another has lost its license to publish.
Sergeant Volk, have you anything for us on this, please?
Oh, dear me.
There is a cutting, Captain Weber, yes. This is from the Theological Record for July the 22nd, 1944, the editorial. While our brave armies, constantly risking death, are struggling to safeguard their country and win final victory, a small group of officers, motivated only by personal ambition, has made a criminal attack on the Führer's life. The Führer was saved, and our people preserved from disaster. For this we thank God profoundly and join with the whole church in praying for God's blessing on the Führer, that he may better carry out the tasks that lie before him in these difficult times.
So, official church opinion, Pastor Bonhoeffer. With which you no doubt disagree.
That is an assumption.
Do you then agree with the opinion expressed? Please.
I can perhaps understand why the Theological Record thought it should express itself in such a way.
You do not agree with it, then? You were not shocked by the bomb attack on the Führer on July the 20th, 1944?
Oh, I was shocked by it, all right. Yes. Deeply shocked.
Why? Because the attack occurred... or because it failed. The deepest truth now. The truth demanded of God. Pastor Bonhoeffer.
The accused will answer the question.
Shall I repeat it? What's the matter, Pastor Bonhoeffer? Have I touched a sensitive nerve? The bomb attack? The morality of assassination?
Yet shall I tell you that we don't believe July the 20th was the only occasion you and your friends tried to assassinate the Fuhrer? Oh, no, no. We believe there were other attempts, attempts that also failed, but that they equally drove you back into the morality of what you were doing.
Dietrich, my son. It was so good to hear you play Bach once more. And you play as beautifully as ever.
When I was young, Mother, I didn't know who I admired the most, Franz Liszt or Francis of Assisi. I don't think I ever quite solved the problem. Curiously, neither did Franz Liszt.
It's almost like the old days again. The family gathered, a birthday party. How do you think Papa looks?
Well, not 75 today, anyway. Perhaps it's just propaganda.
It takes one's mind off our terrible times to be happy together again like this for a little. To be happy. Except you, Dietrich. You and Hans von Tachnanyi. Your minds are never off our terrible times.
Mother.
Whatever burdens the two of you are sharing. You know, you are foolish to try to bear them alone.
What do you think of Maria, Mother?
Maria? Your fiancée?
Yes.
Goodness, what a question. You know what I think of her. She's quite charming.
Very young, Mother. Barely 20.
20 is almost 21.
I'm 37. 37 is almost 40.
Oh, yes. I'm arranging for Maria to have a wheelchair as part of her trousseau.
Please. Please, I'm serious. It's meant a great deal to me that Maria has agreed to share my life, more than I can say. I've travelled a lonely road up till now, you know, Mother. I felt that was required of me.
Why, Dietrich?
I'm not sure. All I know is that meeting Maria, coming to see life with her as an ideal, changed all that. Yet to marry is to plan for the future.
Most people look on marriage in such a way.
And what if there isn't any future?
What if...
For me, for any of us.
Dietrich.
Very well, my mind is never off our terrible times, as you shrewdly observe. I'm also in certain difficulties in relation to the church. I may have to resign my ministry.
For goodness sake, why?
Am I being unfair to Maria? That's what I want to know, Mother. Perhaps I was right to travel a lonely road. Perhaps it's the only road open to me. Should I try to drag her down it with me? Anyone?
Oh, my son.
Dietrich, can I speak to you a moment? Alone.
Yes, of course, Hans.
No, Hans, really? This is a party. Dietrich was just about to play the piano again.
Yes, I won't keep him more than a moment, Paula. Study Dietrich.
At once.
Dietrich, the road is only lonely because you've made it so. And perhaps you haven't just the right to take someone else with you. Perhaps it's a duty.
Yes, perhaps, Mother. If you excuse us.
Yes, of course.
Well, I'm sorry, Dietrich. I just had to talk to someone. Someone I can talk to. Why don't they telephone me?
Von Gerstorff, do you mean?
It's gone 4:00. The assassination attempt must have been made by 3:45. The Fuhrer should have arrived at the arsenal at 3.
Perhaps the schedule has been changed.
For God's sake, how can you be so cool about it?
My dear Hans, it takes work. You think it a wasted effort?
Sitting out there playing Bach, you nearly drove me mad. Everything depends on this. We failed to do away with Hitler on March the 13th. We mustn't fail again today.
We failed on March the 13th because of the equipment involved. The bomb was placed in the Fuhrer's plane precisely as planned, but the timing device didn't work. We couldn't be so unlucky a second time, surely.
No, impossible. All dependence on mechanisms was to be avoided today.
What do you mean? How was von Gerstorff to detonate the bomb?
Thank God. Oh, thank God.
Hello, yes? Yes, it is. Yes?
What?
I see. No, I understand perfectly, yes. Thank you.
Well?
Hitler arrived at the arsenal on time.
But after only 10 minutes of inspection, he cut his tour short and left. God knows why. So he didn't even reach the section where von Gerstorff was waiting for him.
I see.
Why, Dietrich? Why? Our last chance, blown away like an autumn leaf.
Why do you say our last chance?
Because this will be the second time the entire network has been alerted for a coup d'etat which didn't in fact take place. We're amateurs. Amateurs! And any new attempt will have to be made under different auspices because already the Abwehr as such is under suspicion. We're shortly to be investigated by Reich security, it seems.
How was von Gerstorff to detonate the bomb, exactly?
What on earth does that matter now?
Please.
He was to carry the bomb on his own person in his greatcoat pocket. And then, when he was alone with Hitler and the immediate entourage, he was to remove the fuse by hand.
Killing himself along with...
We wanted no possibility of a mistake.
I see. Yes, I see.
Is something the matter, Dietrich?
No, nothing's the matter. But I understand why I wasn't told.
Indeed?
Obviously, I might have had something to say on the morality of adding suicide to murder.
Don't call it that.
What else? In this business, Hans, we really must get into the habit of calling things by their proper names.
It isn't important.
It's important, all right. Perhaps the most important thing of all. So, von Gerstorff would have killed himself today in order to kill the Führer. And if I had been chosen for the task, I would have been obliged to do the same.
But could you do it, Dietrich? You?
If I couldn't, I'm a humbug. A sanctimonious cheat, preaching a doctrine that I refuse in my heart to practice. But I've come to terms in wider ways than you imagine, Hans. Suicide wouldn't any longer be such an outlandish consideration for me. Even now, sometimes... I think of myself as already dead.
Dietrich.
We have identified ourselves with Germany's evil. Well, that evil must be struck down, trampled into the ground.
We're working for new life for Germany, Dietrich. Life, not death.
Others may enjoy the new life. We've signed away our rights in it. Don't you see? We're fixed in our deeds like the stars in the firmament. The best people will ever be able to save us is those fools, those wrong-headed idealists. I think even George Bell thought something like that.
Bell failed us. We never should have believed there was any hope of the British government supporting us.
George Bell didn't fail. He simply pointed out that Churchill and Eden would never believe in us, and he's been proved right. No. What George Bell doubted was the enduring Calvary, that it was possible to live abandoned by God as well as by man with no hope, never again any hope, crucifixion without resurrection. Yet it can happen like that, Hans. It can happen like that. God is dead indeed. God will not rise again for those with such blood on their hands. We are caught on that hook eternally. Hans, we are the damned.
So I repeat, Pastor Bonhoeffer, is not the act of assassination essentially immoral? And even if the act should fail, is not the intention enough to constitute immorality? That sound Christian doctrine as I understand it. If I take up this paper knife from the table here and lunge at you with full intent to kill...
Oh, for goodness sake, why are you going on like this, Weber? Have you really such an appetite for half-baked seminary chatter? As long as we're committed to this absurd process, we might as well try and live through it sensibly.
Absurd process? Why do you call it an absurd process?
Because the outcome is a foregone conclusion. You mean to condemn me, all of us, here, tonight?
Meaning that you admit your guilt?
Meaning that the Führer has already given certain orders relating to me and my companions, and those orders will be ruthlessly obeyed.
If the Führer seeks justice, then surely he is entitled to it. Evil men sought to destroy him on July the 20th. God preserved him to call them to account.
God did not preserve the Führer.
God did not...
It's really quite pointless to talk this way. God isn't a ready reckoner with a convenient answer to every sum. God makes it rain, when of course God is not making the sun to shine. God gives victory to Germany, providing she is not losing. God gives defeat to the British, except when they win.
What does God give to the Americans? The right to march across the fatherland to rescue traitors like you, pillaging and laying waste?
I repeat, it's stupid to speak of God that way.
Would you not welcome the Americans as deliverers if they came? Don't you still hope they will come?
Captain!
Captain?
Weber, while one hesitates to talk of the true words spoken in...
Oh, here, really, Judge Taurus? Is it your intention positively to frustrate this investigation?
What did you say?
The function of the judge at a court-martial is to moderate, not interfere. Throughout, you have clearly been anxious for only one thing, to push matters along as fast as possible and remove yourself from a perilous situation.
How dare you speak to me like that?
The fact that this has been an extremely difficult process to...
Perhaps I might move that the court be adjourned.
What?
It's my impression I might actually get on faster if I could be left alone with the accused to complete my examination, presenting the evidence to the court in a short final session.
That would be most irregular.
But speedier, Judge. Healthier. Oh, why don't you go, all of you? Everyone, take cover. Your country reels under repeated blows, but all you can think of is crawling away into holes and burrows like the terrified animals you are. But who will you leave at the Flaminian Gate, though? Who? Only those few, those remaining fools who still put devotion to duty above mere survival.
Court is adjourned. We will reconvene at my discretion.
The director, Sir Clarice, shall I bring them?
Yes, bring them along, Sergeant.
Are we returning to this room?
No, for God's sake, walls are thick. We withstood the air raid, perhaps, after all.
This way.
Follow.
Well, we're alone, Pastor Bonhoeffer. You, I, these four walls. The Americans seem to have our range. You afraid?
I hope I'm not afraid of death. However, dying has always seemed to me to present certain problems.
The truth. You're still afraid of the truth?
Oh, Faber.
You can make a confession of guilt now, completely frankly. And no record, you see. Conspiracy, attempted murder. Will you say you did these things knowing them to be wrong?
It's very important to you that I make a confession of guilt, isn't it? Not just of involvement, of guilt.
Perhaps.
Are you demanding such confessions from the others, Canaris, Erster?
No, I have no reason to do that.
Then why am I singled out?
I have evidence enough against the others. Confession isn't necessary.
My dear Captain Weber, surely that's as good as telling me not to confess at any price.
But you must confess, Pastor. You know it.
There's very little time left. That's quite clear.
You've no real choice in the matter. Or can't you see that at last?
No choice. Weber, did you mean what you said a few moments ago?
What was that?
A devotion to duty is more important than mere survival.
Yes. Why should you imagine I'd pretend about a thing like that?
Because I've never met a German romantic before, not face to face. I was beginning to think the whole breed an illusion, a Wagnerian invention.
What do you know about Germany, anyway? The German character. You've never understood for a moment what it means to be a German.
I believe I've tried to serve Germany.
You can say that. You?
You and I see the world through different ends of the telescope, Captain. You look on Hitler as Germany's holy leader, to be served and honored. I look on him as Germany's natural enemy, to be rejected and overthrown.
Bonhoeffer, that's treason in itself, that very statement. That's enough to hang you without another word of evidence being heard.
Yet you can't prove I said it. There's no record now. You pointed that out yourself.
God hears us, Pastor.
Still God?
For you. No escape, I should have thought. Forever. God. Why did you tell that guard you were an atheist?
Bloch. Poor Bloch. Will he finish up in a concentration camp because of a fatuous remark? I didn't dream we'd interrogate him.
Why, I must know.
I suppose because it represents things the way they actually are.
What things?
There's no God at this moment in history. Not in any real sense. People have thrust God away from them, as a child thrusts away a useless toy. But God, if God means anything at all, allows that to happen. It isn't just a roll of the dice. And that's what people like me, churchmen, have got to come to terms with, a world in which, for all practical purposes, atheism has become orthodoxy.
This is religionless Christianity, then. The secular church.
If you like. I still don't understand how you know about that.
Oh, you'd be surprised what I know about. What I learn as we progress. I know now, for instance, that you don't only want to betray the fatherland. You also want to betray the eternal father. I told you earlier that I understood your commitment. I'm beginning to think I understand it better than you do yourself. You are sworn to the service of the God of ages, the God of power and might.
Hitler's God, you mean? The savage tribal God that sanctions crimes just because they happen to be those of the Führer, and then spares his life when good men seek to redress the balance.
God that saves him from an act of murder.
Well, I want nothing to do with that God. Nothing. Such a God is a sick fraud. If that God has crept into our churches, it's because we pastors blinded ourselves to his presence. Culpably. Yes, we share in Germany's evil, all right. We churchmen.
Do you tell me, then, that the business of the pastor is to do away with God and religion?
Do you tell me that the business of men like you and the Führer is to promote the worship of God?
Was it not an act of murder you shared in on July the 20th?
Isn't it blasphemy for you to speak as you're speaking?
You wish the Führer dead that day.
As you wish me dead now. Me. Everything I stand for brought down and destroyed.
By God, it's true. I've heard it said a thousand times, and I've never seen it so plain before. Germany will never be her true self. Cannot be until... until...
Yes, don't be afraid, Captain Weber. No record.
Until the last Jew is strangled with the guts of the last pastor.
Yes, I understand. I wish I could be as clear myself.
You can be.
How?
If the next American shell crashes into this room, then that for me is the regrettable termination of a life spent in service of the fatherland. But for you, I think, it is the beginning of something of a rather different order.
Death. Judgment.
Heaven. Hell. Aren't they called the four last things in the Christian religion? And there why you have no choice but to finally confess your crimes, Pastor Bonhoeffer. The issue for you is not just between life and death. It is between...
light and darkness. Yes, I see. Heaven and hell. Heaven, the reward of the blessed. Hell, the abode of the damned. The damned.
Nuremberg. The Americans are in Nuremberg. You're quite sure? There's absolutely no... yes, I see. Yes. Not enough tanks. Oh, no doubt. No doubt in the world that our troops will still turn them back. Heil Hitler. Nuremberg. My God.
Is everything in readiness, Sergeant?
Yes, sir. Captain Weber's additional evidence from the accused Bonhoeffer is now to hand.
Yes, yes. We must be brief. There's extremely little time left.
Just as you say, sir.
We'll reconvene at once. Of course, one should never underestimate the German fighting man with his back to the wall, you know, Sergeant.
No, sir.
Adversity brings out the best in our people. The Führer has at least taught us that.
And thus, having heard and carefully considered all the evidence against the accused persons, the court finds on the individuals involved as follows, Sergeant.
The accused will stand.
The accused, Wilhelm Canaris, Admiral, guilty as charged. The accused, Hans Oester, General, guilty as charged. The accused, Dr. Karl Sack, guilty as charged. The accused, Gerhard Strunk, guilty on all counts. The accused, Ludwig Gehr, Captain, guilty of high treason. The accused, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Pastor, guilty of conspiracy and high treason. Since the overriding charge in all cases is that of high treason, this court has no option but to impose the supreme penalty. You will therefore be taken from this place to the place of execution and there committed to the charge of the officer responsible. You will be conducted to the gallows, your hands and feet will be secured, and you will be hanged by the neck.
Prisoner Bonhoeffer. Oh, I didn't know it was you. They just said cell six.
Mm. Oh, Bloch. Bloch. You still have no sleep?
No, I haven't. I expect I'll get none now, neither. Only one thing and another.
Have you come for me?
Praying like, was you?
Well, I'm certainly not on my knees to scrub the floor. Is it too reactionary for you?
Well, it's nothing to do with me. I thought you said you was an atheist.
I tried, Block. I truly did. In the end, I was too much of a coward. Or perhaps another way to put it is to say that the real problem for people like me is not finding God. It's escaping
him. Oh, I don't understand you, prisoner Bonhoeffer. Well, no matter how I try to come at you, you don't make sense.
So little does anymore. Just sign for me and take your pay, Block.
Well, I mean, you was part of that bomb plot to kill the Fuhrer. You was. They found you guilty.
That settles it beyond all question, of course.
Well, say differently. Go on, say different.
You'd believe me if I did.
If it's what you say, yeah.
Then in that case, I'm sorry, Corporal. Desperately sorry. My guilt is evidenced by my confession. The confession I made because I couldn't reconcile myself to just sitting quiet among the damned. So you were right to be suspicious of me. A funny thing for a pastor to be mixed up in.
Bloody funny.
Have I harmed you, then?
Come again?
You aren't in the least religious. You couldn't care less if tomorrow all the churches fell down and the pastors were crushed under the stones. Yet for you, too, there's a way in which a pastor should act or sacrifice all right to respect. A new commandment I give you. Thou shalt not shatter the middle class image.
Look, all I'm saying is that people
like... Oh, for pity's sake, Block. If you want to do service as a scoffer, lash out of the Sunday's only attitude we priests and have saddled Christianity with down the years, hurl abuse at that. Who takes his religion out into his weekday life? Who dares? Always say your prayers and wash your hands before supper and uphold lawful authority and don't fidget. That's all 2,000 years of Christian thought and culture is permitted to come down to. And so you see, it's good church-going Germans who stand behind slave labor and the slaughter of Jews. Only the bad ones who dissent and feel disgust and do all they can to alter the state of affairs.
Nobody gets away with murder, though. Nobody.
You assure me of that, do you?
It's wrong.
On what authority?
Eh?
Will you quote me Moses, Luther, Dr. Goebbels? It's getting the target right that's the important thing in a question of murder. If I'd been part of a bomb plot to get rid of Churchill or Roosevelt, they'd have given me the Iron Cross. Nailed it to my chest.
You'll die in a minute, Pastor.
So it is rumored.
Well, you can't die thinking that way. I mean, you can't. I didn't mean what I said before about you being a rotten old sod, innit? You've got to die right.
Oh, Block. Not more respectability.
That isn't the way you thought before, not by a long shot. No, something you said.
What?
I can't remember the words properly. About right and wrong. And then, the end, you said. Yeah, the end...
The end is where we start from.
Yeah. I remember you said that. Stuck in my mind. Where we start from.
That's resurrection. Resurrection, which I suppose. Why? What makes you speak to me like this?
Well, that helps a bit, doesn't it? Need to put a good face on things, prisoner Bonhoeffer. Think of the others.
Others?
Well, the hangman and those. Not easy for them either. I've seen plenty of executions since they posted me here. And 9 cases out of 10, well, the bloke's doing it, you feel sorry for. More than them, he gets done to. True, Bill. Hey, you ought to think of that. Man like you.
Of course, Bloch. Of course. And that's the answer, isn't it? Crucifixion ends. It's got to end when the blade opens its side. But there remains the poor devil holding the spear. And for him, at least, life has a right to revive. Winter turned to spring. I'm the pastor, whatever that may mean anymore. But you seem to have administered the last rites, Bloch.
Yes, well, that seems to be everything. Everything. Nothing to detain me longer, Weber.
Goodbye, Judge Torres.
I've arranged the lift in a transport that's moving out, not going in the direction of Würzburg, of course, but that's probably impossible now anyway.
Where will we go, then?
Oh, friends. Yes, friends. Somewhere remote till things get back to normal. You?
Sorry?
What arrangements have you made?
As it happens, I seem to have been a little remiss in that matter.
My dear Weber, was that wise? The Americans will come now, no doubt of it. I'm surprised they're not here already.
But isn't this where it all stops?
I'm sorry?
Germany defeated, Führer overthrown. Hours, only hours, separate us from the end. We may even have performed the last judicial act of the Third Reich. What does one do beyond that, I wonder? How to cap such a climax?
Now, see here, Weber. Most of us have had our arrangements made for a long time now. It was only sense, considering the uncertainty of life, the fortunes of war, just because you failed.
Oh, go while you can, Judge Torres. Go by all means, as long as you believe in somewhere to go.
Detail halt. Now we go up the steps, Prisoner Bonhoeffer, to the platform. Forward.
There, Captain Bibber. There's the official record of the trial, typed up and ready for filing.
Thank you, Sergeant Thorpe. Destroy it.
What did you say?
Destroy it. I want no record kept of this night.
But I don't understand, sir. Regulations
demand... Those regulations no longer count for anything in this land. They're dead laws. Out there soon, the bodies of six traitors will be epitaph enough to the Third Reich. We need nothing more. Destroy the record.
Yes, sir. Of course, sir.
Stand on the trap. That's the way. Prisoner Boy, if I know, let them tie your hands and feet. They won't hurt. In a moment, I'll have to put the noose round your neck. Secure it. That's the way.
Prisoner all prepared, sir.
Right, Corporal, step down.
Sir.
Pity in a way the Americans didn't get you in time. It's a pity. Good face on it now, Prisoner Bonhoeffer.
So this is the end. Here's the end. But for me, the beginning of life.
Let the sentence be carried out.
In Footnote to the Conspiracy by Bruce Stewart, Bonhoeffer was played by Ronald Lewis, Weber, Patrick Troughton, Taurus, Peter Salis, Bishop Bell, Cyril Luckham, Sergeant Bloch, John Hollis, Doc Nanyi, Michael Shannon, Magda, Shirley Dixon, Paula, Catherine Parr. The sentries and prisoners were played by Anthony Smee and Paul Meyer. The play was produced and directed by Martin Jenkins.